Welcome. I'm Lisa Lupo, Director of Communications for the Atchison Group, TAG. I am here today with TAG's Senior Director of Food Safety, Liliana Casal-Wardle, to discuss food safety culture. Good afternoon, Liliana.
Good afternoon. How are you, Lisa?
I am doing just wonderful.
Great.
Food Happy safety to be culture here. Has become much more than an industry buzzword today, particularly as it's now included as a key component of FDA's new era of Smarter Food Safety Initiative. So it has now been around long enough that food facilities know it is important, but there's a lot of question about how to implement it. So how does a food facility start to develop a food safety culture program and get it on board?
So food safety culture I'm not going to say a new thinking, but is a leading thinking in the way to get consistency for the processes that you have on a food safety, on the food safety programs for a facility to guarantee consistent implementation of those programs. And why are we using this model? Because it is easy to write the programs. It is simpler to define what the programs have to be measuring for. What are the risks that you have? How to control them? But you have to understand that those are managed by people. So you have to understand how to drive your programs to success by understanding how to build that knowledge within your team, within the people that are working on that site, and create ownership and empower them to know that they are driving the success. And that is implementing a culture. The Global Food Safety Initiative established that a culture are shared values, beliefs, and norms that affect the mindset and behavior towards food safety in and across and throughout an organization. Every organization has a culture of its own that is built by the different people from the different cultures that integrate into it and bring their own knowledge, their own expertise, their own, and that is ingrained into the culture of a company that drives behaviors and drives norms. And with food safety, you've got to integrate that knowledge of culture, that understanding of what success means for that company, what ownership means to that company, and translate that into food safety. And translate it in a way that people know that what they do is important, what they do is critical, and how they do it is going to mean the enjoyment and the satisfaction of the consumption of a product and the repeated consumption of a product versus the real terrible experience of consuming a food that might make you sick.
Okay.
And for the leaders of the company, that is key because they want to make sure that their consumers love their products, want to buy them again, want to feel that experience again, and praise their brands. And for the consumer, that sense of ownership and trust is also the reason, the one of many reasons that they come back to buy their product. So building a culture to support the structure of the programs, the implementation of the programs, and the execution of those programs is a critical pillar to guarantee that it's going to happen every day on every shift for every product that is manufactured by that company for the consumers. The Global Food Safety Initiative established 5 dimensions for the culture, and one is creating a mission and a vision, because it's clear that the role of the leaders in establishing and maintaining and growing and developing a culture is critical. So establishing a mission and a vision is unifying the thought of what we all want to accomplish together with the definition that I just gave you of food safety culture. And that mission and that vision is telling us the mission of what we're going to do and the vision of what we want to be, okay? And it involves the role of the leaders. The leaders have to say what they're going to do and do what they say they're going to do. They have to show to the people that what everybody does is important and they are part of it, and they want to support it, maintain it, and grow it. Another dimension of the culture is, of course, the people. Communication is key. Learning is key. Establishing a program of rewards and recognition, recognizing those that do it right. And establishing a program also of managing deviations, things that are not done right. How do you drive the behaviors to do it right? Okay. Another key dimension for the culture is adaptability. The culture has to be adaptable, has to have programs and documentations that can show how to do things and when to do things. They have to be easy to follow. They have to be easy to maintain. The culture has to have consistency. I mean, it has to build the structure to do the things that you have to do in an easy way and be able to do them every day, and has to have a good hazard and risk awareness program where the hazards are managed and in a way that everybody understands why, what is their role, what is their responsibility, why they're doing it, and empower them to understand that they're doing this for somebody that could be their family, for example. And when you build that mindset of ownership and when you build that mindset of empowerment, you're very successful, and you manage your failures in an easier way because everybody is willing to adapt to the change and to embrace the change for the good of the company, okay? And for the good of the brand and for the good of the consumer, which is the main reason for all this to happen. And it's the main reason why FDA is pursuing the new era of smarter food safety with incorporating food safety culture as a driver, because they understand that the programs can be strong. The majority of the companies have great programs, but how to drive those programs to success depend on a successful food safety culture.
So if I'm a facility that just has not implemented food safety culture at all, what should be my first step, and how can TAG help me with that?
So the first step to build a culture is always determining the commitment and understanding of the leaders on what their involvement is going to be, what they want to accomplish, and how they want that to be managed, and what message they're going to deliver to every employee. And by leaders, and I'm not talking about the QA managers, the QA directors, I'm talking about the leaders of the organization on every role. Food safety culture does not belong to quality, does not work on the hierarchies of the people. So it's not like I say what you're going to do and you're going to go and do it. Is we're all going to do it together. We're going to have a task-based facility where we work as a team and we all work towards the solution versus pointing fingers versus saying, oh, he did it, the other one did it. We all do it. We all do the right things, and we all assume and work on correcting the failures of the things that were done wrong. And the leaders have to be ready to drive that mindset, create a mission and a vision that really supports that in their cult, in the culture of their company, okay, with their values, with their shared beliefs. And you start with that, and then you start building the other dimensions that I talked about towards the execution of the programs, toward having consistency in how you execute them, creating good learning tools for education and training, and delivering those, and be ready to answer questions, giving a voice to everybody in the company to look for continuous improvement. How can TAG help? TAG can help to build all those. TAG can help companies to put the structure together to develop a strong food safety culture with a strong mission and a vision that really can show what the company wants to be or what the company is and what message they want to deliver, can help them deliver the tools for education and training. And I want to highlight that I'm saying education and training because when you educate, you're explaining everybody why they're doing something, why it is important, what is it that they're doing, and how doing it right, it's going to be the key to success. And then when you train, you're training people on, okay, how they're going to do that, what kind of records they're going to keep. But if they don't understand why there's no ownership. So you only empower with good education and training. You can't have one without the other, but there's places that think of training without education. And training is training to fill a record, training to start a machine, but understand educating is understanding why. And when you understand why, you start owning them. And then the great success of that is people start offering solution, asking questions, making the process better, and integrating their knowledge to the knowledge of the leaders. So it becomes a more cohesive, more functioning, more long-term successful culture that you're building. Tech can help develop every one of those, can help develop strong programs designed to fulfill the needs of having a good execution with a good culture. Tech can help developing good education and training modules, can help develop scorecards to track how the culture goes evolving, which is part of building a maturity model, and how to track that maturity model and how to measure success in that maturity model and how to find areas of opportunity that you have to build on and how to address and resolve those to keep on growing the culture. You have to think of the culture as a continuous improvement mindset where the culture is going to grow and evolve. And it's going to become from being reactive to being proactive to being a best-in-class culture that where people are going to learn from it. People are going to emulate it. And so success is really going to be easier. It doesn't mean there's not going to be any mistakes. Mistakes are always going to happen, okay? And you have to use the mistakes as learning opportunities, as educational opportunities to be better. If there are no mistakes, we think we're perfect. Big mistake. We're never perfect, okay?
Right,
but
right.
We can always help somebody hold their hands together and ask all the questions to help them build what they want to build. We do not have, TAG does not have a one-size-fits-all model. We tailor it to our clients, to their business model, to their culture model, to their food safety model. So okay. We make it happen to make it theirs, okay? And I think that is very helpful based on that education and empowerment and ownership that I'm talking about.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Liliana. And we hope that our audience has learned a bit more about food safety culture. And if you are interested in building your own best-in-class culture, customized to you, TAG can certainly help out. Reach out to us. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Happy to do this.
Yeah.